Well, thank you. Whoever you are. Well, this is WFMU 91.1. East Orange. WXHG. Mount Hope. Somewhere. And I'm the old codger. I'm filling in today for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour. It's not called the Antique Phonograph Hour tonight, but we will be playing records that could be played on an antique phonograph. 70 RPM records. That's what we're playing. Like they're going out of style.
Little brown of mine done gone and left this time.
them dry. Oh, baby, give me a pretty woman to love me. Give me heaven, Lord, Lord, when I die. Man, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Such beautiful music. So rare. It's a very rare thing to hear beautiful music on this radio station. But we will be hearing some glorious music until 8 o'clock when the crap begins again. I'm here at WFMU, your codger, filling in for Mac. He'll be back someday. So, we heard from Blind John Davis doing the Jersey Cow Blues and Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots. They did Whirlwind. Joe Daniels on the drums. Oh, yes, he really knows how to kick around a trap set. Well, so they let me do a radio show again. They only give me 1 hour. It's not enough. I've got so much music. I have 48,000 RPM discs, and that's all I play. No compact disc, no long playing record, no cartridge, tape, whatever. That's all. We only play 78 RPM records on this program here. What difference does it make? Because WFMU is not a real radio station anyway. A real radio station pumps out 50,000 watts and can be heard for hundreds of miles. WFMU is toy radio. It's a toy. It's a sandbox. And all the DJs here, they have the little pails and shovels. And, little babies think they're in big radio. No, this is as small as it gets. I'm almost embarrassed to be on the airwaves at WFMU. Yes, it's a sandbox. I know what the DJs think. Day to day, all they think they're doing. What they're doing here provides some valuable public service. Well, I agree. Society needs clowns. However, when it comes to clowns, this radio station is overpopulated. They should hire some adults or some real disc jockeys with good taste in music. Why, I can think of one. He's in this room. I could walk around this room swinging a pair of jumper cables right now and not hit anyone else. I'm just saying. Well, anyway, we're going to go back to the music since I only have 60 minutes to fill. We've got so much great music to play. And I want to play a couple of sides by the Cook Sisters. You know, I love those singing sisters of the 1920s. So, here's a couple of sides by the Cook Sisters, brought to you by the old Kaiser on WFMU.
When it rains, the Welcome like the flies in May. A thaw, a little reboot, a babbling brood, a field of a new mown hay. A shady tree just helping me to
Washington Joneses of Harlem, I'm sorry to have to report, are having matrimonial trouble. In fact, they were almost in court. They have been married about 10 years or so, and as some of you ladies undoubtedly know, that's just about the period when something goes wrong with most married men. She got melancholy and nervous, showed signs of great mental distress, the cause of which some of you present I think can quite readily guess. One night last week, Jones came home to his wife and got the biggest surprise of his life. There she was, all smiles, her hair neatly groomed, silk lingerie and Guerlain perfumed. And glancing from under an amorous lid, she greeted him with, "I've got some news for you, kid. Inhibition, Papa, don't you frustrate me. 'cause your mama's just been sexoanalyzed. I've just come from a gentleman with a little beard and specs. He's one of those psychiatrists that's the FBI of sex. Insufficient papa, confidentially, some personal matters have got to be revised. The professor's diagnosis was psychosis and neurosis, which means I'm getting the leastest of what I should be getting the mostest. Long intermission, papa, don't you frustrate me, 'cause your mama's just been psychoanalyzed. You old-fashioned papa, mama has been psychoanalyzed. Why, you think you know the facts of life? Why, you ain't heard nothing yet. You've got a lot of old ideas that you must forget. Do you know that there's something called a libido in you? And you got no idea what the damn thing wants to do? Psychiatrist told me there ain't a man above suspicion. You might go along for years and years, then suddenly start swishing. Your libido and your schizo get all mixed up, then one day you begin to walk and talk like a gal and you think you're queen of the May. You got fixations, aberrations, strange desires hidden, and you better keep away from those sailors, brother, and I ain't kidding. Because of what you did when you were 10 years old or younger, you're full of inhibitions and my sex life is from hunger. A gal wants what comes natural. Her husband, he inhibits her. Psychiatrist told me that is what is called a bedside kibitzer. Finally, the professor said I'd have to be hypnotized. Getting at my libido was a little bit harder than he realized. So I lay down on his couch, and he put me to sleep at once. And I woke up with a feeling that I haven't had in months. He smiled, and he took me to the door, and he told me to come again. I handed him his fee, $5, and he gave me back a 10. Before I left, he gave me this here book by Dr. Freud. The title is Your Husband, How He Still Can Be Enjoyed. If you do like this book says, you're gonna do all right. You may hate yourself in the morning, but you're gonna love it tonight. It's got a technique that's brand new, and I'll guarantee it thrills you. If there's any loving left in you, I'm gonna get it if it kills you. Inhibition, papa, don't you frustrate me, 'cause your mama's just been psychoanalyzed.
Hey, Ella Mae. Ella Mae, come over here and show me how to turn this thing on. Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bella Mia, oh, Bella Mia, tell me please what you squeeze when the milk goes psh, psh, psh. Oh, Bella Mia, show me how you milk the cow. I don't know what's the matter. I try and try and try, but every time I go, psh, the milk gets in my eye. Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bella Mia, show me how you milk the cow. Bella Mia has a great big fat cow, a good looking cow, I would say. What I want to ask of her now is a favor, if I may. Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bella Mia, oh, Bella Mia, tell me please what you squeeze when the milk goes psh, psh, psh. Oh, Bella Mia, show me how you milk the cow. I don't know what's the matter. I try and try and try, but every time I go, psh, the milk gets in my eye. Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bella Mia, show me how you milk the cow. And squeeze, now easy, easy. What do I do with these? Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bellamy, show me how you milk the cow.
Man, that's music. That's Louis Jordan and the Timberly Five, and Show Me How You Milk the Cow. That the only problem with 70 RPM records, of course, is that they're too short. Because I saw Louis Jordan perform that once somewhere in New York City, I forget, and he played Milk the Cow for 1 hour and 10 minutes. But you couldn't get that. Honest, you could get it on maybe, you know, I don't know, 20 or 30 70 RPM records, but you'd have to keep changing it at the end. It's not a very practical way. So they cut it down to 3 minutes. And there you had it, the definitive version of Show Me How You Milk the Cow. Lil Jordan and the Timberly Five. Before that, we heard from the great Sophie Tucker. Yes, my favorite singing group, Sophie Tucker. And she did Inhibition Papa. And that was the 78, even though it sounded very clean. It was, in fact, I know how to clean up 78 records like nobody. Heck, better than Mac. Yes, I'm an expert. Well, we heard two from the Cook Sisters, A Shady Tree, and Where the Cut Cotton Grows. I'm the old codger. Courtney T. Edison is my name, here from my bunker in East Orange, New Jersey. I come down here dragging my 78 RPM records in a shopping cart. And I give you my home phone number, because I do not have the internet mail. I don't have a computer. I just have 16 wind-up Victrolas at home. Well, I got some electrical ones, too. So, if you want to call me to discuss the great music or to talk about this really awful radio station, you can call me at home. Write down my phone number. I always give it on the show. Don't forget it. That's why I want you to go get a pencil and write down my phone number so you can call me later when I'm off the air at home. Okay? Okay, my phone number, same phone number I've had since 1892. Yes, my phone number is 6. Okay, I hope you got that. Give me a call sometime. We'll chat. Don't call too early in the morning. I'm a late sleeper, you know. Keep musicians' hours. I want to say hello to all my friends, Red Butler, Rummy Delbarton, Blossom Moskowitz, a.k.a. Rapunzel, Woody Fishcakes Clooney, and Molasses Hathaway. Yes, my friend, Molasses Hathaway, he's out there. They call him Molasses. He's a very slow person. He does everything like he's underwater. He's so slow, Molasses is. He listens to 78 RPM discs at 29 RPM. That's how slow he is. He ran in the Slow Olympics in 1904. And he finished in time for the 1908 Olympics. Molasses talks very, very slowly. He went to the store for me once. He came back, I asked him, how much did the groceries cost? And he says, $1. So I went to get him $1. I come back and he says, 60. So I went to get him 2 quarters and a dime. I came back and he says, 9 cents. This took him 2 minutes to say. So I slapped him silly. That only took 3 seconds. Well, anyway, Molasses, hello out there. I know you're out there listening. Blossom, Rami, Red, all of you guys. Good that you're out there hearing Courtney on the radio. Well, now, we have something from the great Cab Calloway. I'm filling in, by the way, for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour here, WFMU. So here is another 78 from Cab Calloway.
Thank you. grand piano playing man. He knows that they can't kid him, 'cause he's got hot rhythm in his hand. The blues that he'll compose will thrill you from your head to your toes. He called his song Black Rhythm, 'cause his black hand did it beneath the moon. The keys he fingered sweetly, and you left completely in a swoon. A melancholy strum mixed with a rum-dum, oh my lord, yes, too. A blue note and adds a new note, you think that he wrote a symphony, but he's just improvising on a southern mammy melody. You quit your pouting and start a snouting, no need in doubting, he knows the key. He can lay on the white ones, can play on the black ones with the ease. The way he plays Black Rhythm makes the gang sit with him all night long. Forget the hour is late, beg him to sing a play this mournful song. Strumming lightly on those ivories. If I live or I die, say who? I'm wondering who. Now tell me, who's gonna fret? Who's gonna frown? Who'll be unhappy if I don't come around? Say who? I'm wondering who. Who do you pet? Who do you let steal a kiss full of bliss? Tell me this. What makes you sad, then makes you glad, likes to tease, likes to squeeze, likes to please you? Who's gonna care? Who's gonna cry? Who's gonna worry if I live or I die? Say who? Tell me now, I'm wondering who. Thank you.
cloudy day for me. A cloudy day for me. Then good luck came a knocking at my door. Then good luck just came a knocking at my door. Skies were gray, but they're not gray anymore. Blue skies smiling at me, smiling at me, nothing but blue skies. Do I see blue skies are all that I see. Blue birds singing a song, singing a song, nothing but blue birds. All day long I hear them singing a song. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies. Do I see days so gloomy mean nothing to me, with bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long, long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Zwischen Abend und Morgen aus der Ferne erklang. Mein Herz ist aufgewacht, weil der Tango notturno eine zärtliche Kunde deiner Liebe mir sang. Dass du mein Schicksal bist, hab voll Glück ich empfunden, als in einsamen Stunden ich vor Freude geweint. Ich hab an dich gedacht, als der Tango notturno mit dem Zauber der Töne unsere Herzen vereint. Wie die Liebe wirklich ist, das könnte ich euch erzählen, denn ich kenne sie sehr gut. Ich weiß, dass sie schön ist und weiß, wie weh sie oft tut. Ich hab manchen Mann geküsst und hab ihn dann vergessen, weil ein anderer mich begehrt, bis einmal der Zufall den richtigen Mann mir beschert. Ich hab an ihn gedacht, als der Tango zwischen Abend und Morgen aus der Ferne klang. Dass du mein Schicksal bist, hab voll glücklich empfunden und in einsamen Stunden ich vor Freude geweint.
Those were the Ponce sisters, Esther and Dorothea, and a song called Down Where the Lollipops Grow. Before that was the great actress Pola Negri singing. Now you probably think Pola Negri, you didn't know she could sing. Well, most people couldn't. and had never heard her sing because she starred in silent pictures. But she made those recordings. She made a whole bunch of recordings just for me. That was one from from the Codgers' private stash. Yes, it was called Tango Notturno. She made about a half a dozen recordings just for me, and I have them all. They're in fabulous, almost mint shape, even though I've played them many times. Pola Negri, that's what we heard. You'll only hear that here on the Old Codger Show. Nobody else on WFMU will ever play that. So before the Pola Negri record, we heard the Giersdorf Sisters, and they were singing Blue Skies, the old classic. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, with Irving Kaufman singing on the song I'm Wondering Who. And we also heard a recording by the great Cab Calloway. He did Black Rhythm. Well, this is the Old Codger. Just remember, I've got shoes older than you. And I'm filling in tonight for Mac, my good friend. And I'm here filling in on the Old Antique Phonograph Hour on WFMU. They don't let me do the radio show very often, so I've got to pack an awful lot of music and entertainment and information into 1 hour. And right now, it's time. It's time. I wish I had a fanfare. Is there anybody got a trumpet here? There's nobody here. Well, it's time for the Codger Trivia Quiz. That's right. The Old Codger Trivia Quiz. The winner gets tickets to vaudeville shows from the 1920s. I have the tickets. Yes, sir. They're real. They're genuine. And you'll have to time travel to attend or use your imagination. Or better yet, if you get the tickets, you can wait for vaudeville to return. That's right. I predict. Yes, vaudeville is coming back. Within 15 years, it's going to come back. People will be tired of rap music and Paris Hilton and reality television shows and athletes on steroids and the Home Shopping Network and that crappy television show Monk and Judge Judy and Debbie Travis's facelift. They'll be tired of Rescue Me and ESPN. And it'll be time for the return, the welcome return of vaudeville. Everybody will be so relieved when vaudeville, real entertainment, comes back. Yes, performers like Fuzzy Knight and his little piano, Rube Farquhar and his little dancing doggies, the Locust Sisters, Molly, the tambourine spanker, the Happiness Boys. They're coming back. Sakakichi Hartman, there'll be blackout routines and baggy pants comedians, Irish tenors and Floridora girls, Weber and Fields, Little Egypt, and I'm sure trick drummer Buddy Gilmore will also be back. And it doesn't matter if you're a financier, a gigolo, a gangster, a bootlegger, an heiress, a prostitute, a pimp, or a ward boss, you're welcome to come to the great vaudeville shows. So, I almost forgot the trivia question. Yes, sorry. Well, okay. The Codger trivia question for tonight is, what great vaudeville performer made famous the phrase, plushed to the scuppers? Yes, who said plushed to the scuppers? Well, you send answers to me on penny postcards. Mail it to the Old Codger, care of this station. Winners will be notified by special delivery mail courier. You must claim your prize within 24 hours or it will be forfeited. So, that's it for the Codger Trivia Quiz tonight. We'll have a new trivia quiz next time I'm hosting this program. Well, it's now, we're running out of time, so I got to get back to the music. I got the 78... Yeah, what? Barbara Louis Armstrong. Yeah, or Satchmo. Here you go. Mm-hmm.
I went down to St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over. She'll never find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight leg shoes, box back coat and a studs and hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know that I died standing pat.
Such an unhappy monkey. Every time I try to fly, I fall down. I'll try once more.
Oh, birds fly, bees fly, flies fly. Why can't I fly?
One day in the park, the girls and the boys could hear a most pitiful cry. And who do you think was making the noise? A monkey who wanted to fly.
I tried to make wings from all kinds of things. I flap them and aim for the sky. I make the right sound and zoom off the ground, but I crash, for I can't seem to fly.
Aw, poor monkey.
Why do you want to fly?
Well, I thought I might go looking for Tony. In the old days, a hurdy-gurdy man always took along a monkey, and now they just don't anymore.
No, they don't.
But who's Tony?
Now, Tony, you see, was partners with me, a fine hurdy-gurdy he played. And I would hold up my little tin cup. We made a fine living that way. Then Tony said he could do without me, although I will never know why. So here on a limb I cry about him, for what monkey business have I?
Birds fly, bees fly, flies fly. Why can't I fly?
Oh, poor monkey, don't cry.
Maybe we can help you. Listen, kid, he's a nice monkey. Let's make him our pet. I saw a toy hurdy-gurdy in the music store. We could buy it and bring it along every day. Let's tell him.
We'll come every day, we'll sing and we'll play, and help you pretend it's old times. You'll hold your tin cup, and we'll fill it up with pennies and nickels and dimes. And then one thing more, we'll go to the store, a toy hurdy-gurdy to buy. So you'll be our pet, we're glad that we met a monkey who wanted to fly. Hi, hi!
was standing on the corner, just my gal and I, having myself a little social battle, when a cop came cruising by. A woman ain't nothing but trouble, and I've never seen it to fail. Before I knew what was happening, a cop had carried me off to jail. And I was locked up. They got me in here. I was
locked up.
I don't know why. I was
locked up.
I didn't do nothing, and I
really hadn't done no wrong.
Yes, I was
locked up.
I was
locked up.
Ain't got no business in jail.
Locked up.
I should be home right now with that woman.
Really hadn't done no wrong.
You know, they tell me the charge was assault and battery, and I don't know the reason why. I only tapped her real lightly. I didn't even black her eye. Early the very next morning, my gal talked to the judge. She said, "Judge, I really forgive that old dog. Let him come home. I really hold no grudge." But I was
locked up.
They put me in here anyhow.
Locked up.
They got me in here. Look like I'm gonna be in
locked
here a while. Cause the judge got a nasty look on
really
his face.
Hadn't done no wrong.
He must have had too much locked to drink up last night at that party.
Locked up.
It's funny, they go out and get high, but they don't locked want us up to get high. That's a drag, ain't it?
Really
I didn't do nothing.
No,
I begged the judge for mercy. I said, "Please think of my family." He said, "My friend, there'll be 6 long months before you will be free." Now I'm in the county jail, and my gal is yet to call. I can see her now, she's running around all over town, having herself a ball. And I am
locked up.
I'm still in here.
Locked up.
You know I ought to get out by Saturday anyway.
Locked
I
up
got to go to that ball Saturday night.
Really hadn't done no wrong.
If I don't get drunk Saturday
locked
night
up,
Sunday won't be nothing.
Locked up.
A man ought to be able to sap up
locked
his old
up
lady when he get ready. Cause I really hadn't done no wrong. Hey, Judge, can I phone home?
And that was Louis Jordan. And we're running out of time here. God, I didn't even play all the commercials of the fine sponsors of this program, the Old Codger Show. But, well, maybe we can squeeze a couple in, because those people paid me money to pay their advertisements on the radio. Well, Louis Jordan and the Symphony Five sang Locked Up. We heard Marion Rosette singing about the monkey who wanted to fly. And Louis Armstrong, St. James Infirmary. I just want to say, I got a letter from Wyatt. He says, he writes to me, "The boys and I at the gramophone shop love listening to your show, Codger, whenever you make a special appearance on WFMU. He says, "Do you think you can play The Raccoon, recorded by Billy Murray on Diamond Disc in the late 1920s? Because that song is more fun than a pancake in a paint can." I haven't heard that phrase in 60 years. Pancake in a paint can. Yeah, that was a old favorite phrase. Now, who used to say that in vaudeville? Anyway, Wyatt says, he says, me and Jimmy and Alan and Ed are all listening in the shop while fixing Victrolas and Edison players. So, I just want to say to you, Wyatt, thank you for writing to the Old Codger. But The Raccoon, 78, was smashed by my girlfriend, Blossom Moskowitz, in a fit of pique, when she caught me flirting with a nubile 89-year-old in the canned fish aisle at Pathmark. So I asked, Remy Delbarton if he has a copy in good shape. If not, I'll play another Billy Murray selection next time. Speaking of good shape, Remy, I know you're out there listening. I just want to say, Remy, you've gained some weight. You should see Remy. God, he looks like he swallowed a kettle drum. Yeah, at his age, he really ought to be more careful. His bones are delicate. Rummy lives at the Van Halen Senior Center in Verona. You should stop by and see him sometime. Bring him a container of yogurt. Yeah, but don't stick around, because he'll spit it in your face. Well, anyway, stay tuned. Somebody's coming up next. Somebody terrible. This is the best show. This has been the best show ever, ever on WFMU. Your Codger, filling in for Mac, who'll be back sometime in the future. So, this is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. This is your Codger. You can write to me. Well, the next person's not here yet, so I'm going to play commercials. Okay. Yes, these are the sponsors, the proud sponsors of the old Codger program.
This is Ed Herlihy giving heap big talk about the 1948 Pontiac. When it comes to automobiles, people will be talking most about the beautiful new 1948 Pontiac. They'll be talking about the distinctive silver streak styling that's finer for 48. They'll talk about the superb new interiors with their rich two-tone upholstery in the deluxe models. They'll talk about all 15, yes, 15 beautiful body models. And, of course, they'll talk about GM Hydromatic Drive, now available as optional equipment at extra cost on the 1948 Pontiac. See the beautiful new 1948 Pontiac with Hydromatic Drive. That's 1948's finest motoring combination.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Well, I am Buddy Swales, governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Collier from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy?
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yeah, they have ring bologna at the Wawa I go to.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
Eric, I'm calling from Duke.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Tent don't stand with that tent pole. It's a tent pole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, it's Captain Jack.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fafer.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Lewis. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Yeah.